It's funny, you know, I've performed a lot, but something about just being up here playing for you that's very exciting. I mean, that's why my hands are shaking. I feel like the Don Knotts of folk music. And drink your whiskey. Run around and stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. Should never gamble.
Man should never gamble.
Yeah. A man should never gamble more than he can lose. And he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. No, the straight life's just not your life. You can make your own rule. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. I see you're not afraid to look the fool. A man should never gamble.
A man should never
stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Talk of marriage, but I've heard you say you'd never stop running round. You don't mind getting high, boy, but good God, coming down. Never gamble. A man should never gamble.
A man should never gamble.
More than than he can stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Dance your dance with diamond lips. You don't have to pay the piper. Just have him put it on the bill. Stand to lose. My guitar is sick. Wait a minute. Song about a bad man in the Old West. It's a ballad. I don't know too many story songs. those other years, those dusty years, when we drove the big herds through. I tried to forget the miles we rode in Spanish Johnny U. Well, he'd sit beside a water ditch when all his herds was in. And he'd never harm a child but sing to his mandolin. He sang the old songs and the old talk and the dealings of our game. Old Spanish Johnny seldom spoke, but sang the songs of Spain. And his talk with men was vicious talk when he was drunk on gin. But those were golden things, he said, to his mandolin. We had to stand, we had to judge, we had to stop him then. You see those hands so gentle to a child, it killed so many men. He died a hard death long ago, before the roads came in. The night before he swung, he sung to his mandolin. Carried him out in the morning light, a man who had done no good. We laid him down in the cold, cold clay, stuck in a cross of wood. And then a letter we wrote to his kinfolk to tell him where he'd been. Shipped it off down to Mexico, along with a mandolin. Thank you.
the border.
This song is sort of a lesson in what my people would call chutzpah. Come from a lost Indian tribe. The Mishugas Indians. The reason why doing this song takes nerve is because I have some friends in the audience from Canada who know that I've been claiming this as a traditional song. And there are some people now in the audience from the United States who know where the song really comes from. It's the wrong melody and the wrong words. Or you could say it's the right melody and the right words, but the wrong title. I stole the words from Michael Cooney. And I don't know, I got the melody at Alan Block's sandal shop one day. At his sandal shop, we just used to play tunes, and we'd sing the verses that came to mind, and we didn't worry about which verses went to which songs. There's one verse in the song, however, that my traditional folk family background is quite sparse. We didn't sing too many folk songs, but there is one particular verse. I'll start out with it that I learned from my mother. And she doesn't know. She didn't know I was listening. Up two on that fifth string. I should be over there. Oh well. We'll just watch each other. Thank you. train on the island, listen to the wheel, go and tell true love how we are to feel. Before, Billy Schwartz and his wife Mary have been living here, and Billy worked out some things on the harp. This is an old song, it's a new song actually, Bob wrote about several years ago.
Yeah.
Hear the cruel wind.
this piece was written in 1536. The notorious Henry VIII was King of England, and in 1536, seeking an heir, took Queen Jane as his third wife. Save for Jane, the royalty in those troubled times were scoundrels, foreigners, and thieves, and the common folk identified her as a ray of simple light which cut the darkness surrounding the castle. In 1537, the same bed on which she bore Henry's only son, Edward VI, became her deathbed. And the people mourned. Queen Jane lay in labor for 6 days or more, till the women folk grew weary and the midwives gave o'er. King Henry was sent for with horseback and speed, for to be with Queen Jane in her hour of need. What's this? Oh, what's this? My pretty flower, I come to thee direct in less time than an hour. King Henry, I take you to be. Pray cut my side open and save your baby. Ah, no, said King Henry, that never can be. If I can lose my pretty flower, I can lose my baby. Queen Jane, the very next day, while its poor dear dead mother a moldering lay, 6 men went before her, 4 men followed on. King Henry stumbled after with his black mourning on. Crying, mother.
I just wanted to say something at this point. It's before our last song, that this has been, I think, a very wonderful festival. And people have been coming up to me since the very beginning and saying how wonderful it was, and I agreed, and many of them are saying what a wonderful job I've done doing this, doing that, doing the other thing. And thank you. I have to say thank you. I'm very proud of the work that, you know, that I've done. But no, I mean that seriously. I'm proud of what I put into it, and I look at it very happily. But I'd like to clear up a misunderstanding as to what exactly my job is. Since I'm here as MC very often, it seems as though the festival revolves around me sometimes, and that's what it does. Actually, like a hurricane, and the part that's in the center really isn't doing anything at all. And my job really is to get everybody else to do things. So that somebody comes to me and says, this has to be done. So I say, fine, do it. And I was chosen very wisely by Evelyn for this job because she knows that I have the two things that are necessary for that job, cunning and a desire not to work. This is funny, but it's also very true. And I say this just so that you understand that the people you should be thanking, you probably don't know. If I started to mention who they were, we'd be here too long. But it's nice for you to come up and tell me what a nice festival is. I agree with you. Okay.
Child of spring, spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love, who the dawning of June. Summer is the father of all, fall and the rustle of leaves, leaves and the colors of joy that grow in the seasons of peace. Is the blanket of hope tending cradle of peace. For peace is the blessing of love that sleeps on the bosom of spring. Soft is the coming of love that walks with the mother of May. Tender the moment in June when peace is the child of spring. False are the bickering rains of honor, of homeland, of war, that nourish the torrents of hate that flow through the valleys of death. Cold are the patriot winds that scatter the bittering weed. Strong are the seedlings of truth that grow in the seasons of peace. Is the child of spring. Spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of